My name is John Montgomery, and I have the great privilege of interviewing Pariah today after she has completed the interview process of the 30 people that she has selected for this first Global Conscious Evolution Summit. And I'd like to start by asking Pariah how she got inspired to create this event.
So first of all, John, I really want to thank you that you take this time to make this interview. We had a very beautiful flow when we did the opposite position. So I'm very happy. I know that your schedule is very full, and I just want to appreciate that.
Well, thank you. It's my absolute pleasure.
Yeah. So, and coming to this idea coming up for the summit, it has so many angles and so many different aspects. So first of all, since my teenage age, I'm interested in who am I? Who are we? What is also very much what is in the invisible, what happens inside of me, inside of everyone. So this is part of my life since now 40 years. Yeah. And then I had a period, the last 6 years, I had a very intense retreat time. As I was before engaged in healing and consciousness work, working with individuals, doing little group seminars, sharing energy work, running a seminar center for cultural change in Germany. And all of that kind of was before I came into a period of retreat. And life really showed me, stop everything, stop your outside activities and go inside. And the 6 years I took very much for, let's say, for my healing journey, for integrating quite intense mystical experience, which I had coming in different types as out of body experiences of really feeling one with everything, just to name a few. And they kind of, with those experiences, they were very different from how the structure of our life in mainstream is set up, or how our value systems are, or in this modern and technical and mind worldview, it is not so much room for that. And so I took this years really to deepen, to integrate, to kind of find out how can I shift my awareness really to deep levels inside of me where I feel a deep truth, which would be hard to express it and to explain it, but there is a deep knowing of this is kind of a source, this is where I'm coming from, this is where I belong to. And all of that has very much to do also with living with an open heart, following my deeply inwardly intuition, which is, I found out over the years, very much in tune with the evolutionary impulse, but this was a process to find out. And then after this retreat period, there was just a sense, there wasn't anything visible in the scene, and I didn't make up any thoughts, but I sensed 2018 is a huge change. And I sensed it has to do ending this retreat period and really bringing all what I integrated and what I basically what I I'm able to rest in a way and share this. And I wasn't clear how this will look like. And then there came another thing from outside. I received an email for a training how to set up an online conference. And first, my first reaction was interesting. I mean, I participated in some different online conferences and I found them quite inspiring, and being in a huge group over a time of a week or 10 days together, I found it really helpful to dive deeper in a certain subject. But my mind just said, oh, Puria, you are not a technical person. You have a smartphone since, in this time, it was maybe since four months. You're not really good in those things. So I didn't give so much attention to it. But after some days, I recognized that kind of my something inside of me was turning its focus toward that possibility, and I was surprised. But as I learned to listen really what's coming from inside and showing, I listened to it and I really felt, yeah, I have a resonance, although my mind has different arguments. But then I said, okay, I follow that. And it took quite something, because the training is also quite expensive. And I, as I was in a retreat period for 6 years, I didn't earn a lot of money. So I lived on a very low budget. I live very simple in a yurt. I don't need a lot. So I also haven't had many, savings or so. So I sold a life insurance. And after I did it, I just thought, oh, this must be really important that you do that.
Yeah.
And in a way, then it started. Then the train, I felt the train for the summit is already on the, do you say on the trail or on the track?
On the tracks, yeah.
Tracks. And then I just follow it. So when I sense, when my intuition and my essence kind of makes a decision, my personality, my resources, they just follow that. And this is basically what I did. So I kind of did every day my tasks, which were asked in the manual. And I had challenges, I had difficulties. Often things didn't work how it's in the tutorial. And But it in a way, this this sensing that my essence, my heart, my being really wants to serve that, this just carried me through all of that experiences and through all challenges. And I also want to share that I really feel that when we come together, when we meet from different places on this globe, in different countries, with different stories and histories and backgrounds, but with this common wish to really make a shift and to really live meaningful lives and to find ways to express our heart's desires and how we want to serve and contribute and engage and grow and fall down and stand up and all of what is involved in developing as a person. I sense when we come together, this is really powerful. I always got this image like activating this new, which wants to really emerge and be expressed through all of us, is activated like you do it in acupuncture with those needles, really activating the new consciousness, the new way of living. And without knowing how, what is it? This is really also a huge part, this not knowing, but still making one step after the next towards something where I feel called, and I don't know exactly how, where does this really lead me? And yeah, all of that really carried me through this process and still carries me through this process. And I always said to myself, if it touches just one person, it's worth it. And it touched already one person. It touched me. It touched my partner. He watched some interviews. It touched friends which watched teasers, or also experts were touched by our conversation. So already kind of what I was hoping for already took place.
It already happened in a way.
It already happened, yeah. And and just a few days ago, I had this image as if I would hold many air balloons in my hands, and then I just let them fly and see where they go and what they do and where they land, and yeah.
Well, I'd like to go back to this process of creation. And so many of us get these little impulses. You know, we get the email and we think, oh, yeah, I'd like to learn how to do an online webinar. But our mind says, nah, that's blah, 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 blah. That's too much work. And you can't do that and blah, blah. And you listened. And then you kept going and you kept doing the work and you did the training. And where along the path of this exploration of how to do an online conference did the idea for this summit come in? When did it go from being sort of a technical curiosity to something real in the world? When did you connect with that possibility? How did that come about in the journey? Because I think sharing the magic of that creative process of you just trusting the unfolding, how did that come about?
Mm-hmm. I'm very happy that you asked this question, because this was really a very interesting experience for me. As I said, I followed this impulse, and it has a lot to do that I really cultivated deep listening, and that I really cultivated a deep and loving relationship to my intuition, where I really, this is my guidance. I trust it. Whatever it comes from there, I trust it. I go. And then in the, I signed the contract for the training in January. And then in January, my older daughter, which was for half a year in India, she wrote me an email and said, Mom, I will visit a place where you have spent really quite a lot of time in the last years, because in the last 6 years, I went in the winter always for 4 to 8 weeks to India, because I sensed that this spirit there really supported my retreat. And I didn't plan it, because I thought, oh, I invest a lot of money in the training and I will be busy soon. And I didn't think about going to India this year, but she really kind of said, please come. And she never asked me for something. So I thought, oh, that's really important for her. And so I went. 3 days later, I was in India. And in India, I had a really, I was participating in a 2-week retreat with John de Ruyter, who is also part of the summit. I experienced his support really very helpful in my developing process. And one morning before I went to the retreat, I had a very intense feeling that I connect to something, what it feels like it's me, I felt it outside, but it felt really it's me. And I just followed that. I was open to sense it and to be with it. And I got images. I saw myself then as an almost transparent being. I sensed that energy is running through my system filled with a golden substance. And I felt very light and very expansive and very big. And although all of that, what I describe, what I sensed there, felt so much not me, because I have a body, I have blood, I'm not that big, but I had really this feeling, that's me. And it was so intense that I brought it up in a meeting with John. I signed up to have a meeting with him, and I was on a chair having this one-on-one meeting, and I asked about what was that. It was so intense, it felt like me, it's so different. And what he said is that what you experienced is something you start to embody, and that is a version of you which is its time 1,000 years ahead. And I said, wow, yeah, I had this, yes, I knew that it's right what he's saying, although my mind said, oh, and now what's it about and things like that. I mean, I asked him, how can I support that process? And what he said is, the better you can let go of your conditioning, of your automatically habits, the more you can just surrender to what is knocking on your door and wishing to be fully embodied, the more you can embody that. And I mean, this is still working in me. It's so intense. And after that experience and after those almost 4 weeks in India, I thought, I can't do an online conference. I'm kind of busy with integrating that. All my energy goes inward, and I don't want to be distracted. But then I tuned in with this impulse doing it, and it still feels right. And then it was just so clear that the topic of the summit needs to be aligned with that, needs to be, how can we embody our future version? How can we live and be in a way that we can really invite the new, which might feel strange for us, weird, alien. We don't know who will we be, basically, when we really allow that, all of that. So I knew, so it's about consciousness, being conscious. It's about evolution. And so this topic came. And then I had the feeling that in a way, what I was experiencing and what I'm still integrating and what I'm still busy with, I guess, till the rest of my life, is part of the summit. I bring it in the summit. It's not separate. And also going with that intense inner movement and inner deepening and still being evolved in this world and fulfilling some tasks and duties and being really in life, not in a retreat, not in a cave, not in a monastery. I felt that supportive. So both of this is really flowing into each other and not separate anymore. And this helped me also to kind of really be very practical in the process of setting all this organization up. And I mean, every day I had phases where I was meditating, I took care of my body, I did my yoga and Tai Chi practice, I looked that I have healthy food, that I go out for walks. That's about living a conscious life. So, and on the other side, what I experienced with this task and challenges, I just realized that my capacity to be with challenges just on a very human level just expanded. Some difficulties before would just kind of shake my nervous system or would make me to turn away and say, no, I don't want to deal with that. But I stayed. I needed to stay because I wanted really to set up the summit. So really both movements, this outward journey and this inward journey, I feel it's not separate.
So you went on retreat for 6 years. You got more and more in touch with your intuition and learned to really trust that inner voice. Then you go to India. You have this experience with this golden liquid that feels outside of yourself, but yet yourself. And you have John de Ruyter, who basically encourages you to continue that process of letting go and trusting the process. So you come back from India, and when do the first little glimmers of what this conference is all about start coming into your consciousness? When do you start getting the visions of what the conference looks like and who's going to be in it? How does that start revealing itself to you?
Mm-hmm. There I need to add another piece in the puzzle. It was also very interesting. So I felt kind of a resistance in my system. Although I felt this impulse very strong, I felt also a resistance in my system. And in this time, I was still involved in a group meetings with a training I took. It's called Voice Dialogue, where you really learn to dialogue with your psychic parts. And in a meeting with one of my colleagues, she sensed really that something is really intensely happening in myself. And she said, you know, I had a session with Lion Goodman, who is also part of the training, and I wanna give you one session with him as a present. Because she knew I don't have so much money and I was in India and all of that. And I cried. I cried and I felt, yes, this is really helpful. And I had a session with him. And in this session, what came out was that I was carrying a trauma from my grandmother in my system, where she was a refugee in the Second World War from Czech Republic to Germany. And what she was still carrying in her field, and obviously I kind of took it over from her, was this being afraid of people, not trusting, being afraid basically of from the whole environment and the whole surrounding. And this coming process of becoming very visible triggered that energy very much in my system.
Interesting.
Because my whole system, with this sensing many hundreds or thousand people might see you, it triggered so much fear. And then with all this fear, there was a strong resistance. Don't do that. And after I've kind of really went through a beautiful process with Lion, I felt that I really could let go of this being afraid of people, being afraid of having only enemies around me. And then already in this process, and it continued, I felt this strong energy field of the summit. I felt it as a toroidal, torus.
Toroidal, yeah.
Toroidal energy field, and I felt it very, very strong. And before I couldn't feel it because the fear energy was that strong. But after that, I could sense it, and this was kind of then I felt, all right, this is such a strong energy field, and the field is taking care of the summit and all of that. And I'm kind of hands and legs and a voice and for what is needed to manifest, but the field. And every day I felt the field. I communicated with the field. I listened to it. And sometimes when I felt it not that strong, I really looked, what is this about? Is it just a natural rhythm? Is there something I need to take care of? So this was my process, kind of where I sensed this field as an authority, as the being taking care of the summit in a way.
Well, in some evolutionary conversations, there's talk about waking up, you know, which is our ability to sort of be in the present, growing up, which is our evolution along, you know, some sort of a spectrum of the development of consciousness, and just developmental, you know, in a developmental theory map. And then there's the cleaning up part. And, you know, most of us want to do the waking up and most of us want to do the growing up, but the cleaning up part is really hard. And you had the courage to go into what sounded like not just fear, but real terror.
It was terror. My whole system was shaking and
this... It sounds like you went through a really a beautiful process with Lion, and that released that energy, which probably was the bipolar opposite of the energy of the summit.
Yes.
And so what happened from that point forward? Did you all of a sudden start getting much more clarity about what the summit was going to look like? Describe what happened after that pivotal conversation that you had with Lion and the work that you did with him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as I said, the topic was then quite clear already. And then it was who will be the experts? And... I couldn't write fast enough down the names, how fast they...
So the names just came in. Yeah.
They just came in, and of course, there were names from experts which accompany me, most of them, since 10, 20 or more years. And then my mind again said, oh, you know, you are so sweet. You are not an journalist. You are not known in this world. You were quite hidden the last 6 years. And you think you can just knock on the doors of those well-known people and they just wait that you come and ask them. And I said, well, but I'm not interested to talk to other people. I want to talk to people which I'm interested to talk to.
Right.
So then came the period, first of all, preparing the website. So setting up information that if I would invite people and ask people to join, that they could get an impression, what am I invited for? So I did this work before, and then I send it out those invitations. And oh my gosh, when I sent it out some emails, again, some fear was activated, you know. So the whole process, I again and again had this knocking on my door where I feel I'm too small, I'm not well known enough. And some also asked me, how often have you done that? How big is your follower list? All of that. And I said, I want to be honest. It's my first time. I don't have really many followers yet, but I have a strong sense that it's important and my whole system loves to do it and my whole energy goes for it. And then many experts really, some which asked me some questions, some not. Of course, I also received some no's or didn't receive any answer at all. But some said, you know, that's interesting. I get hundreds of invitations like that every week, and I usually say no, but I had the feeling I have to say yes. I felt your sincere honesty in it, and I just couldn't resist it. So, of course, when I then started to receive yeses, I got more relaxed, and I thought, okay, the field is taking care, it's happening, it's moving. And still, I mean, I have now 30 experts, and I've sent out almost 90 invitations. So just for you to know, I received more no's than I received yes, but every no didn't make me turn away or saying, oh, no, that's not supposed to happen. It just was, aha, all right, this expert will not be part this time. I also already had the sense that another Conscious Evolution Summit will come in the future, and I just already started the list.
So you can already see the next one, and probably some of those 60 that didn't respond or were too busy or whatever, they'll probably contact you.
So I don't know, but it was really, let's say, this process was really a strong and an intense possibility to bring my intuition, my trusting, my being in service to the next level, really.
And so if you think of your retreat as sort of a PhD program in intuition, would you say that this summit is sort of like your thesis?
So kind of, I'm absolutely sure if I wouldn't have had this phase before, I wouldn't have been able to do that's so clear.
Yeah, because it sounds like you've all along the way you've been able to feel the resistance as the fear came up, oh, I'm too small, and you know, I don't know these people or whatever. Why are they going to agree? And so on and so forth. But you just realized, oh, that's just fear. And you just trusted that intuition that you were on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's something really beautiful about the dance between the intuition and to use John de Reuter's terminology, the conditioning, you know, the, oh, you can't do it, we're too small, you know, all the stuff that, you know, we get as children, and just letting all that go and just allowing it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, you know, it's really, really marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to ask, what have been the most surprising things to you about the interview process with the 30 experts? How did you have a sense of how that was going to go at the beginning? Or have you been really surprised by how these interviews have gone?
Mm-hmm. So what was kind of sometimes challenging for me when people asked me, which questions would you bring up? I thought, oh my God, I don't know. Because I'm so much an intuitive person and tuning into the moment and into the person and into the situation that I have a hard time to put up some kind of structure. I mean, I did it for some who needed the structure. I gave it to them. And I always said, this is our examples of questions, and I would like some openness that we can really go with the flow, because this really inspires me.
Yeah.
And I also felt that in a way with this this being an intuitive person and this really also sensing very much the person I'm with, and also not just the person but the whole body of wisdom they bring, and then and the context they bring, because I had experts with very different contexts, but I could really very beautiful tune into this context, this body of wisdom, this person. And I could see that the questions which were coming, or the voice, how I was talking to them, or everything was so unique in every interview, because it was so attuned and not in an outer structure, that was beautiful to witness. And in a way, I felt each interview had its own life, its own being, and it had its, in this way, also was an adventure and journey, and always bringing a lot of surprises also.
Well, if I'm a person who has stumbled upon the Conscious Evolution Summit, what should my entry point be? How would you recommend that a person enter into the summit? Where should they start?
Just following the resonance, the attraction. And it can be wherever it is. If you feel kind of a resonance, can also feel weird, like a resistance, but still kind of something happening in you. And then really this invitation to drop deeper and to open your whole system. Because if you are interested in being part in the summit, it doesn't matter if you watch only one interview and maybe only a few minutes of it, if you watch every interview the whole time, if you kind of purchase the package and listen to some again and again, it doesn't matter. But when you are really deeply open and trust the knowing in you and the desire to find along your deepening and your way of living from the heart and expanding and finding ways which support you in either what you mentioned, in awakening, in cleaning up, in showing up. So, for example, this task was a lot, this fourth pillar from the integral theory, this showing up.
Showing up, yeah.
Showing up. So it doesn't matter where you start. It's really, if you have a resonance, follow that.
So it seems like one of the themes of the Conscious Evolution Summit is creating a safe and supportive and brave container for people to really trust their intuition, their inner voice, you know, what resonates with them. However, in our own unique language, we describe that process. So your recommendation, it sounds like, would be for a person who's drawn to this to really maybe take a look at the pictures of the various experts and just sense into what they're being drawn to and just trust that and follow that.
Yeah.
That would be the portal into this summit.
Yeah. And also, I mean, I hope that, at least for me, it happened that I got with this experts a deeper sense of what is the evolutionary impulse. So what is it? What supports me that I can really connect with it, that I can sense it, that I can surrender to it? So those interviews really helped me to get this clearer in my system, are also this different options, how to shift awareness into your heart, this different invitations, I also like that those experts come from different contexts, use their different languages, how describing almost the same in a way. So that's really very supportive.
So the conference itself seems to me, as an outside observer, is really an embodiment of that evolutionary impulse.
Yeah. And it has a lot to do with this slowing down, making space, taking care in your day-to-day life to make really gaps where you can deeply listen and receive, and then use life as an invitation to practice unconditionally openness, not just when everything is nice and easy and beautiful, but really being open in resistance, being open in fear, being open in challenges, and kind of then everything can really reach us deeper, can nourish us, can bring insights to the surface. And this strong feeling of I'm in alignment with this seed in myself, which kind of has this pull to grow in a certain direction. And when I'm really able to connect with that, that's so fulfilling. And then we also don't need to know exactly how will I look like then, how will this show up. It's just this process of being in tune with your heart, with your essence, with your intuition, with a deep, deep intelligence and wisdom, which then is hard to say, is it inside, is it outside? It's everywhere in a way. I mean, I sense it very much when I turn my awareness inside, but when I then really consciously look, it's everywhere, basically. That process in itself, this process of following that and expressing that, is for me already it. It's the journey. It's not reaching a certain goal. It's really about this journey, and it's an adventure. And in this time where we are in, we are so surrounded by this element of not knowing. And I deeply sense that the more we befriend with this quality of not knowing, and that we are maybe turning our inner attitude more towards curiosity and towards this playfulness, trying to find out about something I don't know a lot about it, rather than turning away and resisting and not wanting it. But this, I don't know, but what is it? I want to know more. I want to find out. So I sense also that what we are coming into is a journey, and it reveals just tiny, tiny little bits with every step we do.
Yeah, so I think what you're modeling for your audience is that courageousness in learning how to be uncomfortable with the not knowing. And you don't necessarily know where this summit is going to lead, and whether, you know, four people are going to sign up, or 4,000 or 4 million, it doesn't really matter. And this will lead to whatever it's going to lead to.
Yeah, and what is also interesting, what just comes up when I listen to you, John, is that what I also found a very supportive foundation in going in this process is that I didn't start this process because I didn't like the life I had, or I didn't start this process out of fear. I didn't start this process because I wanted to become famous. I didn't start this process because I want to become rich or anything of that. I started this process where I asked myself, I said, I have such a good life. It's so good where it is. I don't need anything. I live a very simple life. I'm just fulfilled with little things. I enjoy my tea. I enjoy my exercises. I enjoy my time to turn my awareness inside. I love when I have this opportunity to be with people. I just love experience another universe in a person. I love reading. I love, you know, I love to walk through my garden, to go for walks. I feel I have such a rich life already. And I didn't do this project because it needs to bring anything to me or save me out of something. And this is really, maybe also I would really like to invite you, you who is watching the video, listening to the audio, that accepting wherever you are and really honoring the little things and kind of expand and rest and enjoy what you already have is such a good foundation for every step you take on whatever journey. Yeah.
That's great. That's great advice. Do you feel like producing this has allowed you to integrate all of who you have become?
Don, could you just repeat the sentence? Because in the beginning there was an
instability in the video. So my sense is there's the Perea pre-retreat, and I have a little bit of an insight into that, you know, giving workshops and this and that and so on and so forth. But I'm getting the sense that an integration has happened over the course of your retreat, and that there's a complete alignment with who you have evolved into in this present moment and the work of producing this summit. It feels like there's complete alignment. And this summit has invited you to really bring all of you into the creation of this event. So how do you feel this summit is showing you who you have evolved into post-retreat?
Hmm. I mean, what I in a way sense, or what I received also in these experiences with these interviews with those experts, that I have an even deeper understanding of this ability, really tuning into people, tuning into a field, and really this capacity of listening. This seems to be, this I saw is really a strong talent in a way, a skill, something I underestimated in a way. And then with the summit, with taking really the step in being more visible, also expanded my capacity to hold bigger containers than I was able to hold before. And I'm still kind of wondering how life then will use this capacity. I don't have any ideas. I don't plan, because when we now have this interview, it's still 3 to 4 weeks till the summit is broadcasted in a way. And it's really all about, I want to really totally go for this experience and see what it does for me. And of course, we'll have some resting period after it. But then I'm in a way also curious, how will life use me with this, those new capacities and this new awareness of what I'm able to share and to bring? And yeah, we will see.
Yeah. And it sounds like you're totally, you feel totally relaxed and totally trusting that this evolutionary impulse that you have connected to will naturally lead to whatever it's supposed to. And, and your job is to just continue to enjoy your tea and your walks and your Tai Chi and to take care of yourself so that you can stay connected to that evolutionary impulse and just allow it to move through you and just let go and surrender and just allow it to unfold.
Yes. And still also while I was organizing the summit, I had some requests from people for individual sessions, and they knew that I'm busy with the summit, and they kind of carefully ask, is it possible? And I say, yeah, I'm also available for sessions because I can't sit in front of my computer for 12 hours in a row. It's my whole system says no. And then when I have a gap in between, I can be there for you and give you a session. And still I will also continue that. So because with all of that, what I do is so much what I also love to do and what I love to share. And also when I give a session, I also receive so much. I get insights. I really enjoy this being in tune with each other and seeing another person connecting more to their heart, to their intuition, to their essence, and receiving this nurturing quality from this field. So all of that is really interwoven in a way, and how it shows up, yeah, I'm curious, and I will see.
I'm curious as to the effect that being invited into this process has had on the 30 experts. Mm. Were there any experts that were surprised by the field that you invited them into? And what was that like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I especially remember one expert when I had the interview with her. I really kind of in the beginning, sometimes, I mean, all the starts are different because I just start how it feels right in this moment, but there I really addressed the field and I addressed all the people joining this field, whether they are part in the summit or whether not. I mean, many people are interested in consciousness and in evolving consciously. They might even never receive that the summit is taking place, but they are all part of this topic in a way. And when I named it and when I invited it, and I mean, she didn't say anything during the interview, but after, when we ended the interview, she said, Puvia, when you addressed this field and when you named it, woo, there was such a strong energy coming, and I get a taste of it in what you are in all these months. So that was kind of the strongest response from an expert regarding the energy of the field.
So with respect to this field, we're about a month away, a little less than a month away from the official start of the summit. You've shot all the videos. It sounds like you've edited them. What's what's alive for you in the home stretch, in this final period up to the beginning of the summit? What are you being called to do?
Mm-hmm. So there are kind of two directions where I sense that my energy is going. So one is really taking good care for my system, because I want to be really in a good condition when I start this summit. This is one thing. So don't be stressed out totally and having not slept a lot. So I'm always kind of a bit a person preparing a bit ahead, so that when it's there, it's still time to relax a bit. So this is one direction. The other direction is that I now really take care that as many people as possible get to know of this possibility to participate in this free online summit. So I really kind of connect with networks, give the experts all the material that it's easy for them to share, because I sense it's like, I want to give this gift to as many people as possible, and that they are able to participate, because, you know, all the things are set up and done, and it doesn't matter if 100 people are watching or 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, and I kind of would like to have as many people as possible. And so the next weeks are really about sharing and networking.
I think what you're embodying and manifesting for people is how to surrender and just be in a process and not necessarily know how it's going to come out, not necessarily have a left brain traditional objective. I want to have at least 10,000 viewers, and I want to, you know, sell 400, you know, seminars, and, you know, here are my goals. And it's just like, no, you're in service to this evolutionary impulse, and you're just trusting that the process itself is going to lead you and all of the participants in the summit, all of the experts in the summit itself, to the next thing. And the next thing may be, this is the first annual Global Evolution Summit, and there will be another one next year, or not, or who knows. But I think you're holding open with how you're organizing this summit, how to abide in the field of infinite possibilities, mm-hmm. and just live in that uncertainty and enjoy the hell out of it. Enjoy the unfolding, enjoy the adventure, enjoy the pure joy of creation. And not trying to force it. And I think that's the point I want to make. I think all of us, I would imagine I'm speaking for a lot of the experts. You know, we've all been part of projects where there's been a forced objective. And I think that's what's marvelous about what you're doing here, is there's just a complete trust and faith that you're on the right track, and whatever manifests is going to be the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that makes me then also really able to enjoy the journey, because I don't have any expectations. Of course I've set up a date, and I knew I want to interview about 25 to 30 experts, but then I go with what is really happening, and I received many no's, and this didn't let me turn away. So I stayed curious. I'm curious who will be part in the summit. So obviously it's not them all of them, which I've expected to. So obviously life brings me other people. So yeah, this is basically a way how I live. It's not just about the summit, but my whole life is in this inner attitude of being in an adventure, and I love learning. I love new things. I mean, the amount of newness I have this year is incredible, but it's in, like in every journey, you have days where it's slower, where it's more relaxing. Then you have days where you travel a lot and it's exhausting, or then you lose your luggage, or unexpected things happen, or you are hungry, you don't find food, or whatever. So that's all part of the journey. And I really try to use everything to, because I sense living with an open heart and in deep openness, because the essence we are is that deep openness. And to use everything what comes my way to practice that is kind of, I take it as an invitation to practice that. And when I realize, oh, now I'm stressed. I feel myself becoming more tense and closing. And when I recognize that, I just turn it. I say, all right, I noticed it. Ooh, breathe, open, check what you need. All right, your stomach was tense. How can you relax your stomach? What supports you? And then go on. So the whole day, every day gives me a million opportunities to soften and open again, because I'm not in this state where I can live like that from morning till evening every day. I'm still on my journey, but I feel this call to embody that attitude of being in life more and more. And I can't develop it if life is always just easy and simple and beautiful. Then it's not difficult. Then I can be open, of course. But I want to learn also to be it with in all circumstances, in whatever life brings me. And yes, I have life gave me a lot of opportunities to practice that, to bring this capacity also to a next level.
Well, and I think as you were talking, what came to mind was the sense that, you know, in linear time, the traditional way of thinking about this summit is that it's bounded by dates. You know, it starts on November 16th and it ends on November 26th. And I had this very strong sense that that's actually not the point. The summit is actually right now, and you are holding this container, which is a container that's connected to the ever-evolving present moment. And so in this moment that you and I are talking about, we're sort of in the center of the summit.
Yes.
And on this day, Friday, October 12th, in linear time, this is the center of the container of the summit. And you are holding that present moment open for all the possibilities to enter it for this event. And this event is not just bounded by the linear time of the calendar dates. So there's I think what you're in doing is inviting all of us into this container of the ever-evolving present moment, because the summit is much bigger than just those dates.
Yeah, and it's also not just about the summit. It's about in conscious evolution in total. Yeah, and this summit, it is just a little tiny visible expression of it. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so the summit is really an invitation to come into communion with that evolutionary impulse. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, trust our own unique connection to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what I also sense very strongly when energy goes there, awareness goes there, it's much bigger than our individual person.
Yeah.
It's so huge, and it's so out of time, out of linear thinking, out of what we know. And sensing that and attuning to that, I just experience that as it feels right. First of all, it feels the right thing to do. And then I'm also not so concerned about my personality and what I like and what I don't like and what stresses me and what not, because I can sense all of that. I can sense resistance. I can sense fear. I can sense, I don't like to spend so many hours in front of the computer and dealing with technique. I can sense all of that, but I can kind of expand and become bigger and just serve and follow it. And we all can do it. And I hope that in getting it more tangible from those different experts and bringing the different contexts, that all of us really connect to this excitement and to this curiosity and wanting to engage in this adventure of being an expression of evolution, basically, and however that looks like. And I mean, that's so exciting, at least for me, it's so exciting.
Well, Faria, thank you for being such a lovely agent and ambassador of conscious evolution, and for putting on this first Conscious Evolution Summit. So thank you very much.
I thank you, John, for this beautiful interview. I also sensed you very intuitive and very aligned. You really brought everything out of me, what I am able to share in this context, in this interview. And I also want to thank everyone watching this video, listening to the audios, spreading the message around that this is happening and that you deeply care about being part of this conscious evolution. Thank you.